23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mufulira's Kwachiwele residents bemoan increased crime rate. Man dies after hit by motorbike in Petauke accident. In African news, Kenyan activists abducted in Uganda, opposition leader says. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Mufulira's Kwachiwele area have bemoaned the increased criminal activities in that community. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News on behalf of other residents, Mr. Sangod Mumba complained that theft cases in the area have increased owing to lack of police patrols. Mr. Mumba disclosed that a gang of youths has emerged in the community and is terrorizing the community, who mostly depend on farming for their survival. He disclosed that this criminal gang recently broke into his house and stole 3 bags of maize and a bicycle, among other household items. Mr. Mumba has since appealed to the local police to intensify patrols in order to restore law and order in the community.
Eni bakabora ana balisanjibira pa festi ya mataba munganda ere garden bali ba mataba masaka ya tatu na phone ya 35 deni apa bariro balisa umunandi ba mwibire njinga kwa patili ya lefwaya kwa ni papindu banjibire munganda kwa nari kwa taba kashinabana kwa nipali mwini phone umo emu alifu iti nchia kunchito kionze phone ba hivu kashinda kwa kumapo ininai karate ndi chura chura.
An unidentified man in Petauke district of Eastern Province has died in a road traffic accident after being hit by an unregistered Skygo motorbike on the Petauke main road opposite Nyika Motel. The accident happened on the 1st of October 2025, around 14 hours, when the deceased was crossing the road from the west to east and in motion, He was hit by an unregistered Skygo motorbike, which was coming from the north heading to south. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said the deceased, who sustained a fractured leg and suspected internal injuries, died upon arrival at Petauke District Hospital. Mr. Mwemba said the body of the deceased has been deposited to the hospital's mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. He further stated that the rider of the unregistered motorbike was carrying two 50-year-old passengers, namely Leslie Zulu and Violet Banda, over Fairview compound in Petauke. The rider sustained a swollen left arm, bruises on both knees, and complained of chest pains, while his passengers sustained bruises and general body pains. The Easter Police Chief said the two 50-year-old accident survivors are admitted to Petauke District Hospital, where they are receiving treatment. He said the unregistered motorbike involved, namely Skygo, had no visible damages. A civic leader in Munshibemba Ward of Mokushi District, Lewis Mayuya, has encouraged youths who have benefited from skills training under the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, to be proactive and innovative. Mr. Mayuya urged the youths not to depend on government employment, but instead they use their acquired skills to create businesses and initiatives that can drive a local economic growth. He emphasized that by working together, young people can generate opportunities, promote self-reliance, and contribute to sustainable development within their communities and beyond.
The component of sponsoring students to do skills in various colleges in the country, our ward has quite a good benefit, because a good number of them have actually been to college. Some are still there, some have graduated. And you know, my advice to these youths, both male and female, is that please, you know, after graduating, don't wait for government to, you know, employ you, or don't get to wait, you know, to be employed by anyone. You can all actually start working on your own and employ others.
Solar Industry Association of Zambia President Matanda Mwewa has charged that there is need for stable policy frameworks and more capacity building programs to strengthen the renewable energy sector. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Matanda says collaboration among the government, academia, and the industry equally needs to be looked into to further increase renewable energy's efficiency presence. He says when the sector is strengthened, the country will be able to attract more investment, which will in turn contribute to its growth. Mr. Mwewa says there are a lot of lessons to learn from Canada's renewable energy sector, as it has worked on long-term stable policies that are specifically speaking to the needs of the energy sector's growth.
We also face challenges in the financial structuring of financial deals, research, which we feel limit our capabilities and ability to develop bankable projects and homegrown solutions. As stated, Canada offers lessons for us. We can see that the renewable energy sector has thrived because of consistent long-term policies, heavy investments, obviously in research and skills training, strong public-private partnerships, and community engagement models. For Zambia, adopting similar approaches, stable policy frameworks, capacity building programs, and collaboration between government, academia, and industry will help us strengthen our renewable energy sector.
Recently, President Hage Ndehijilema called on Canadian expertise in renewable energy and investors to set up green hydrogen production and solar facilities in Zambia. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Like a J5 2 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all
zeros.